540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. President Biden was pressed about the southern border now that Title 42 has expired. He said while numbers have gone down, there's a lot more work to do. He also said he has no plans on a trip to the border anytime soon. CBS's Wendy Gillette with more.
Hungry, yes.
16-year-old Julian Marcus from Colombia is waiting with his family in the desert at a border crossing that divides Mexico and San Diego County. Unclear on what will happen next.
I know how to receive information. No, nothing.
The asylum seekers gathered on the other side of the border wall in Hakumba are from countries across the world, including India. Local residents are doing what they can to feed the hundreds of migrants.
We're doing at least one drop, if not two drops daily, to every single migrant.
Well, no deal to raise the debt ceiling yet, but President Biden's top economic advisor, Lael Brainard, is hopeful.
Right now, the focus is on the budget and those discussions, but our expectation is that Congress will act to avert default in a timely manner.
President indicated another meeting was planned for Tuesday. It's been 1 year since a grocery store massacre. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports.
In Buffalo, New York, people paused to remember the racially motivated massacre at Tops Supermarket. Church bells chimed across the city to honor the 10 people killed 1 year ago. Three others were wounded in the attack, and the entire community there was traumatized. The 18-year-old gunman drove more than 200 miles from his home to carry out the attack. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole in February.
With gun violence going in the wrong direction, former President Obama tells CBS Mornings.
Somehow, and there are a lot of historical reasons for this, gun ownership in this country became an ideological issue and a partisan issue in ways that it shouldn't be.
The full interview airs Tuesday. Maternal mortality rates in the U.S. are at a 60-year high. On Face the Nation today, Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood says she's introduced legislation to help combat the large number of deaths among moms in all racial and ethnic groups.
We have one to address maternal mental health conditions and substance use disorders, and another to make sure that the technology tools that are available on the market are available to all moms across the country.
But the Momnibus bill has been introduced for years and has struggled to make it. She says this time, though, they have a pathway to getting the legislation signed into law. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio. We are local music. That is brand new Todd Phelps there from Recombobulation and Double Dip of Todd. Hello. We lost the microphone for a second. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. Happy that you could join us. Terry Barr, Rocker, is here. We're getting gin chocolate bottle rockets set up.
Yeah, if you can hear anything, that's what's happening in here. It's exciting.
It is. Woo! I want to mention that Todd is playing the Slowpoke Lounge and Cabaret tonight in Spring Green. He has a picture posted on his Facebook wall, Terry, that it's a big organ, you know, the Harmon organs that they play, that he plays.
Yes.
It's an amazing picture. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right. Coming up, Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets is in the studio.
They sure are.
It is Mother's Day weekend, so we've got to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
We've got the ladies in Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. They're all mamas.
They're all mamas. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah.
What are you all doing for Mother's Day? What are you doing special for mom this year? 844-967-2789. If you want to say Happy Mom's Day to your mom or just tell us what's up, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Oh, we'd love to hear from you.
You know, a couple of, my mom passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I do have a second mom, and I want to give her a shout out, Mama J, Mama Johnson.
Very cool.
She lives over there on the east side.
Yeah.
And I wish her nothing but the best. Of course, Terry, your mom up in the Fox Valley, right?
Yeah, outside of Green Bay. Yep, heading up there tomorrow to hang out with the fam.
And then there's Mama Rocker.
Mama Rocker.
Is there another mama out there like Mama Rocker?
Oh, boy, it'd be pretty tough, Jimmy.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, we were just talking about when she would make all the food at Atwood Fest.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the favorite thing? And I'm like, do I have to pick one thing?
Meatballs.
Meatballs, there it is. Yeah, yeah.
the meatballs and those shells that she makes.
Oh, that's with the right. Cheese.
Oh, man. And, you know, Mama Rocker retired from Mama Rocker's Band Bistro at Atwood Fest a couple years back. And we have been taking a new element to Mama Rocker's Band Bistro. And we have Isaac Semerl helping us out with the food now. But for more than 20 years, Mama Rocker cooked all the food for all the bands at Atwood Fest. And boy.
She always seemed happy about it, too.
Turkey and gravy sandwiches. We always had some, you know, unique food. Usually foods from, like, that I had when I was growing up, right?
That's fun.
And then we'd be backstage at Atwood Fest, like having the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is what I grew up with. They're like, God, I can't believe you grew up eating these meatballs. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Comfort food.
844-967-2789. Call us up. Give your mom a shout out. Give somebody else's mom a shout out. That's okay, too. All right, so I've got a couple songs in the playlist. I'm going to play some horseshoes and hand grenades for my mom in a couple of minutes. I understand Linda and the Zeros. Your mom's a big fan of Terry. Of them.
Yeah.
And my mom, she ran into them last year at Atwood Fest, and she just fell in love with Linda.
I think a lot of
Linda.
People did.
Yeah, they were amazing. You know, they may be coming back this year. Oh, you didn't hear from me.
All right.
Another band that another band has not been officially announced that they're playing Atwood, but they're. I don't know. Maybe VO5, and this is
maybe.
Who knows? We're getting ourselves in trouble.
I mean, would this be the first year they didn't play? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Soul Shiny Day. This is for Mama Rocker on Max Inc. Radio.
My troubles away. Blessed love is on. where a little spark turned into flames. And with the 1, 2, 3, 4 flash, she started walking. You know you had it coming, girl. It's too hot. Yeah, you play with fire. It's too hot. Yeah, your fingers burn. It's too hot. Yeah, that place was smoking.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now it's time for the Max Inc. Radio Live Music Calendar Update for Saturday, May 13th. Sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We'll help open the door to your future home. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. A few shows of interest that are happening tonight. The Big Woo is celebrating 30 years tonight at the High Noon Saloon with Steez, who's also celebrating their anniversary of 20 years. That show is just getting underway. The Drunk Drivers are at the Crystal Corner Bar with the Skin Tones and Cold Black River. That show starts at 9 o'clock. And if jazz is your deal, Jazz Flux is hitting the stage right now at the Burr Oak in Madison. On Tuesday, Dana and the Jonas are live at the Up North Bar. Thursday is Groove Roulette featuring Carissa and Covington Groove at the Burr Oak. Friday at Mickey's Tavern, it's Ray with Or Does It Explode and Moans and Ohms. Also next Friday, a Dem Test Faye has a single release party at the High Noon Saloon. And Saturday, May 20th, Paul Nelson will rock the Red Rooster in Madison. Looking ahead to the Memorial Day weekend, the world's largest Brat Fest is at Willow Island. Free music all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, featuring locals Mars Hall, John Messino Band, Lou Shields, Mickey Magnum, and so many more. Get more information at bratfest.com. And Maybash in Ryle, Wisconsin is Memorial Day weekend. Three full days of live music, camping, and crazy fun. Join us tonight during Max Inc. Heavy when Larry, Tyler, and Ben will join us and tell us all about Maybash. That's your Max Inc. Radio live music calendar. For news and show announcements, be sure to follow Max Inc. Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And stop by the Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. It's going to be great.
CBS News Brief. Numbers at the border have gone down, but President Biden says...
They have gone down. My hope is they'll continue to go down, but we have a lot more work to do. And we need some more help from the Congress as well in terms of funding and legislative changes.
He says he has no plans to visit the southern border anytime soon. Lawmakers continue talks about the debt ceiling. Republican Texas Congressman Michael McCaul told ABC...
We're reasonable. Say we're willing to raise the debt ceiling, but we want meaningful spending cuts and capping spending at 2022 levels.
A ceremony in Buffalo, New York today to remember the victims and survivors of the Tops grocery store mass shooting a year ago. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The unbelievable pain that they live with every day, that we can share a little, but can never understand its depth.
10 were killed in that attack. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, sis. Missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over. Local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're just moments away from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Right now it's Jake O on Max Inc. Radio.
Steven Pulido, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. We'll be right back.
is Deb Fields, calendar goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio, we are local music. That's Wheelhouse there, Hungover and Broken Hearted. Amelia Ford before that was Sick of Rain, and Mars Hall in that set too with Complexities of Life. Of course, Mars Hall playing Bratfest over Memorial Day weekend. They're pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. They're playing in the Devil's Lair after the top of the hour. And helping us out tonight with the Devil's Lair is our
so
good
nice.
Friend from the Spaceship.TV, Dustin Boyle's here.
Hi, Dustin!
Happy Dustin.
Welcome, was that radio you landing radio. Or taking off that
both.
Noise? Oh, both. Whoa.
Thank you for the help tonight on the sound, Dustin. We really appreciate that, man.
Of course, anytime.
What's happening at the spaceship.tv these days?
Well, as far as live streams go, we don't really have a whole lot planned at the moment. I have been focusing most of my time on putting out some albums. Been recording some music from Ruin Dweller, a little bit of stuff from Droids Attack.
Ooh.
Darwin's new band, The Known Unknowns.
Yeah. Oh, I was wondering if you could give us some scoop. All right.
But that's, Government Zero. Long-awaited album.
Oh, Jimmy.
It's been a long process.
Haven't we talked about this for a million years?
Believe it.
Mm-hmm. We are almost done with backing vocals if we can get a few people to actually come in.
Okay. Ouch.
Oh, there's the key, right?
Well, he just called him out on air.
We may have to have someone new come in. It's originally the actual people that were supposed to be there, but sometimes they're just hard to get into the studio.
Yeah. Refine them out of the band.
That's punk rock for you, right?
Yeah, it is. It really totally is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, can you let us in? Who else is in Darwin's new band?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to say.
Right. Oh, come on!
I was going to say Darwin's band.
Come on, the Packers schedule leaked.
Just Darwin's Cove.
I was speaking with Darwin.
I don't know. I may have said too much already.
Oh, come on.
Darwin told me, I forget exactly, we didn't talk about who was in the band, but he told me that he is working on music, and he promised as soon as something was ready to go,
he better.
We would have it here on Max Inc.
Wow. Well,
otherwise, we're all going to be tracking him down.
We got the end.
I do know he's got a couple of irons in the fire, but this is the one that I think is probably the farthest along.
Nice.
And, we're right now in the mixing stage of it, so hope to have something.
Are you missing the TV part of it, the streaming part, or are you just really digging what you're doing right now?
Yes and no. I mean, the studio side definitely brings in more money at the moment. So I'd like to see, you know, both, you know, kind of do well, but you know, they both have their place. So
yeah,
it's whenever I have time to do one or the other, that's what happens.
You know, you're talented. Come on,
talk about your recording studio for just a minute, because you—I mean, it's the spaceship, right? It's like it's like being on the Enterprise or something in the middle of his studio. Tell us a little bit about the spaceship TV.
I tried to actually call it a couple of other different names, and every time people would walk in and see the control room with all the different pieces of equipment, everyone was like, "This is a place as a spaceship."
So we have pictures of proof. Oh yeah.
And then so I actually looked online, and like, you know, the spaceship.com and the spaceship TV were available, and I was like, why not? So it's just I let the scene name it more than anything. So
well, it turned out great. Fit. Yeah, it turned out great. It's very appropriate too. The New Year's Eve party that we had there at the spaceship.tv.
That was so much fun. Thank you for hosting us. Yeah.
Let me know if you
got to see Jimmy dance.
Yeah, you don't want to do that again.
Jimmy K.
He was dancing
live
with
on camera.
Yes.
Porky's Groove Machine.
Yep, that was pretty good, Jimmy K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
He's like, let's move on.
You can actually go back and rewatch it.
It's still online.
Go to the spaceship.tv.
Dustin, if artists out there are listening and if they want to like get a hold of you and to see what your procedure is, like what kind of packages do you offer bands for recording? Like one song, two songs, a whole album, EP, or what?
I do try to do project-based rates. If people want to rent the rooms out for specific purposes, I do have day rates for each side. And it kind of really all depends on what's needed from each side, but it's generally starting at about $500 a day for day rates. Yeah. It's a pretty advanced spot, but more or less I like to try and make music to make music, not to rush people through the process.
So when you say both sides, you mean because you have a TV studio on one side and a recording studio on the other, and
really
then they're hooked up together, right?
That are kind of networked together.
And the nice thing about it, I would imagine too, if an artist is out there, if they want to make a video for a song, you're completely capable of pulling that off.
Yeah, well, even today, I just had a band in for practice, you know, for 8 hours. Just, to, you know, we recorded everything in multi-track, and they got, you know, 8 hours of practice time just to kind of have a nice full PA, lights, whatever, you know, just kind of like practice and rehearse their actual set and stuff. So
there's
all sorts of things that we can do with it. So, I mean, it's really the sky's the limit, I guess.
Nice,
well,
nice.
I tell you what, I love the spaceship.tv. I love you, Dustin. You're
love
just
you
a
too, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You
know,
we run your
love.
We run the Jimmy K station ID where you call out our spaceship ID. We run that one a lot.
Nice. Excellent. I'm a star all of a sudden here.
Good
hey, Dustin,
for you.
Thank you so much. More information, thespaceship.tv. You can see all the archives. Watch their page where they do live shows. You want to get a hold of that.
And booking, actually, sorry, I didn't quite answer your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Booking at thespaceship.tv is how you get a hold of us.
There you go.
Booking at thespaceship.tv. Dustin, you rock. Thanks,
Dustin.
Of course, anytime, guys. Thank you.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Woo! They're live in the Devil's Lair after the top of the hour.
Yeah!
It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm not afraid to die. clear space is one. When I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding all the nations as one. When I reason with the youth and breaking them a world of wickedness, and that place is one. When I'm looking through the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces. With the youth, them making them aware of wickedness, and that place is burned.